Preparations for the games have been going rapidly ahead as from every point of the compass, the international teams converge on London.
1948, the last time London hosted the Olympics. Billed as the Austerity Games, it was a different world, a different era. 14-year-old schoolboy John Astin won a competition for making a scrapbook containing 800 different cuttings of the games.
I got limited funds and I think probably paper was hard to come by in those days, so you'll find it's on greaseproof paper. When you come to an article in a magazine, sometimes you get a back-to-back photographs. In some cases, I've managed to get the best of both worlds by looking through the greaseproof paper.
One of the athletes in John's book was 100-metre silver medalist Dorothy Manley. She remembers the moment she walked out to run the final.
As I came out of the tunnel, I heard someone call out, "Good luck, Dot," and I recognised it as the voice of the chap who was ultimately to become my brother-in-law. So just hearing that voice of someone who I knew sort of made me a little bit less nervous, shall we say.
The Sunday Times will be giving out a scrapbook this weekend to get readers using glue and cuttings again. Olympics editor Matt Tent says the novelty is still important.
It's certainly a hugely changed world from the last time the Olympics were here in 1948. But I think there's something, the cut-out and keep element of newspapers is something definitely worth savouring.
In an age of technology and plasma screens, it appears that some old-fashioned ideas are just too good to give up.